So they said, the Duma, Bamiyami, you said, Yamis, say, they take you, because this is our pup of life by a take you. Does it mean the last six Amis, or only the last Mamish four Amis? Fighter. Vim hoyo shnayhem shovim, if two of them met there, Amamun Amalem had sviyu. Hey, so if two of them ran up there, and both of them got to the last Dalar Am at the same time, so we don't know what to do, so now they have to make a piece. Tona, what do we tell them to do? Hoitziu espiasechem. To everybody should put out a finger. Like Rashi before said, now we don't only take these last two or the last five kanim that wanted, but now we take all the kanim here, all the kanim of the Beis Av, we make now a regular piece. We make like a regular girl to choose now which one to do the avoida of the Truma Tadeshin. So Tono, Tziu espiasechem the minion, that put out your fingers, today we should go and count the fingers. Freddy Gemara of the Ninil did who? Like we said before, the way they made this girl was, all the kanim got in the circle, and the scan picked the number 100, and he started to count. He had one coin take off his mitznefes, his hat, and he started to count from that coin and counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He went around and around till it ended number 100 on this person. So the inyu was, we counted people. So the question is, what do you have to put out your fingers for and count the fingers? Stam, count the people there. Fred Gemara, for the ninu the two, why can't you go and count the kanim that are there? Have the Gemara, Messiah the Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Osa limnai ses Yisrael. You're not allowed to count the Yid. Afilu lo dvar mitzvah. Even if you want to do it, the dvar mitzvah is still a tzasser. There's a sakon involved, there's an ayin hor involved. You're not allowed to count. The Yachsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayifkedem bevozik. They counted them bevozik. So Avimim is, bevozik means they're a kli cheres, a broken kli cheres. So Mashmah, that's the way Shaul counted the Yidin. So Drashmi Bebezik, Loshan Shivrei Charsim, means a broken earthly keli. Nota kol echad v'echad cheres, each one took a broken keli, v'hishtlech lefonav, they threw it in front of Shaul HaMelech, u'mono acharosim, and he counted the acharosim. So why didn't he count the Yidin himself? Mashmi, not let him count him. For the more maskul or avashi, mimai dahai bevozik, lishna de mivzaku, how do you know v'yifkadein bevozik means he counted the broken kelim? Dilma Shmo Demasu. Maybe it just means he counted the Klal Yisrael at this city in Bevozik. But how did he count them? He counted each person by himself. So for this pasuk, you wouldn't have a raya also to count the people. Maybe you are allowed to count the people. And Bevozik means he just counted the Klal Yisrael in this city, Bevozik. Kedesid, like a pasuk says, Vayimtsu Adonai Bevozik. You see, he was the name of a place, he was the master of Bevozik. So for this pasuk, you wouldn't have any raya. Elo Meyocha, bring it right from another pasuk. It says, Vayishma Shaul Es Om, Vayifkedem Betzloyim. Same parasha there, a little later, that Shaul heard, and he went to count the Klal Yisrael. So how did he count them? He gave everybody took one teler, one sheep, from Shaul's sheep, and then Shaul counted them. So again, he didn't count the Yisraelim, but everybody took a sheep, and then he counted the sheep. So you see, you're not allowed to count the Yidin. Trashe Vayifkedem Betzloyim, every year took one of the sheep from the king. And they came there and they counted the tloyim. So you say you're not allowed to count the yidin, you have to count the tloyim. You can't count something else. And Omer Rebbe Loza, Kol Hamoin Es Yisrael, whoever counts Klal Yisrael, Oyve Balav, not just Amos Inyu for Nayin Horo, for Mazikin, but it's Namash Alav. Shinema the Pesach says in Hosea, For Hoye Mispa B'nei Yisrael Kol Hayoim, Asher lo yimad, you can't count them. Hagav nachim of Yitzchak Omar oyve v'shnei lavim, there's two lavim. Shinem, when the pasuk ends off there, lo yimad v'lo yisofer. You can't make it an omud. Estimate, you can't count. So you're over two lavim, you can't count the Klal Yisrael. It's not mishalav. For the Zadamara, Omar Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonison Rami, Rabbi Yonison esk stira in the psukim, in this pasuk, it's chorus of stira in this last pasuk we had in Hosea. See, the beginning of the pasuk says, "For ho yemis b'bnei Yisrael kechol hayom," that the count of the Klal Yisrael will be like the chol hayom, like the sand by the sea. But our core point, you see, there is a count. You see, you are without a count. Who said? In the end of the pasuk says, "Asher lo yimad." No, you can't count. For lo yisof, you're not allowed to count. So, according to Stira, are you allowed to count? You're not allowed to count. Now, the Gemara Kasha, "Kan bizman she Yisrael oisim mitzvayne shemokim." Mashma, then you are allowed to count. Then you're not allowed to count. Then you're not allowed to count. And Rabbi Yomer, Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Destoyi Lekashim. It could be like we're saying before also, that it's an Indian from Ayin Hora as from Azikim. So Bizman, the Kleisels, Eisim Sayin Hashem Lakim, there is a count. We would know you are on that account, but you don't have to be afraid then of the Mazikim. But Bizman Shein Eisim Sayin Hashem Lakim, then you have to be afraid of the Mishmar, then you're not on that account. Rebbe Omar, Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Destoyi Lekashim, another terrorist to this era. That can be the Yodam, can be the Shemayim. As the beginning of the pasuk says, "V'ho yimisva b'nei Yisrael chol hayoyim," means that's where the Eibishter will count Klal Yisrael. So b'dei Shemayim, they're allowed to count how many Yidden there are. But b'dei Yodam, us, for us, it's also to count. We can't make a count. We're not allowed to count the Yidden. Omar Rav Niloy, Bar Idi, Omar Shmuel, Kivan shenisman odem parnes al tibur. Anytime a person took a job to be like the ruler over the tibur, is Mesasher, he'll become rich. Why? The Rai is from Shur HaMelech. When he became a Melech, he became rich. Because Mikorik Siv, Ayifkadein Bevezik. At the beginning it says, how did they count the Yidden? Everybody took a broken earthly kli, a Porsche is not worth a penny, and they counted them. Well, the Psaif at the end it says, Siv, Vayifkadein Betzloyim. They all came and everybody took one sheep from Shur HaMelech, and he counted the sheep. So Mashmi had a tremendous amount of Ashirus, who was very rich, he had a lot of Tloyim. So it's a right that he was very rich. So when he came to Melech, he became very rich. Fred Gemara, but Dilma made it who? Maybe every year he had to take his own tleh, not that he took from the king. Fred Gemara, him came, my revusa de milsa. So why would the Pasuk have to say it for? Elamai, the Pasuk is telling us some Chiddush here, that what? That Shaul was very rich. And therefore everybody took a tleh from the king. It was a right how many tloyim the king had. And the Miri explains that it says that Omar Abni Loyi Bar Idi Omar Shmuel Kivich Nisman Odom Parnes Halatziba Misasher. It means that a person becomes a Parnes, takes over, and he acts Bemuna. He does everything truthfully for the Midah of doing things Bemuna. He'll be Zeicha to have Ashirish. Then the Gemara says later, it says in the Posik Vayorev Banochal, and they argued Banochal in the valley. This is going by after Shaul made the Chet that he didn't kill out all the Amalekim. But Omar Rav Mani Aliske Nachal. It has something to do with Aloch is about a Nachal. What does this mean? That Bishur Shaul Malay HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishol, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shaul HaMelech, Leich V'Hikasi Es Amalek, go and kill out all the Amalekim. Omar, Shaul said to himself, like Uman Nefesh Achas, Madich for one soul, Omru Torah, Habo Egla Rufom, that if you find a mace outside the city, you don't know which city he came from, or outside the city, you don't know who killed him. The people in the city have to bring a negla roof, and the loch of a negla roof is has to do with a nachal. That's the spasik of a year of a nachal. It has to bring a negla roof by the nachal. Is kolah nefoshes halalu halachas kama v'kama. Like for sure, I don't have to kill out all the Amalekim. It's too much. Vayter Shaul said, the yemodom chota behema machot. If the men did a chet to Amalekim, they would bear to us. What did the behemas do? So I don't have to kill out all the behemas. And if the Gedolim, the big ones, did a chet, what did the Ketanim do? Is Yotza Baskel Baskel come out to Yomulo and told to Shaul HaMelech, Alti Tzadik Harbi, don't be a Tzadik Harbi. In other words, at the time when you're supposed to be an Achzori, when Hashem wants you to kill all the Malekim, it's no good now to be a Tzadik. And if I cared, Uvishor Shomulo Shaul LeDoig, Soiv Ato Upoga B'Kahanim. When Shaul HaMelech told Doig to kill out the Noiv Ira Kahanim, then he wasn't Achzori, is Yotza Baskel V'Yomer, Baskel came out from the Shemaim and said, Al Tir Shah Harbe Fakerti, don't be a Rosha. More weiter. Omer Afuna, Kama Doloi Choli V'Loi Margish Gavro Demori Seyua. Like how good off a person is that doesn't have to worry about things if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them out. He's Demori Seyua, he has the Aksiyata the Shemaim. So Rashi explains, Kama lecholav lemagish gavra demoris yaya means Kama somach muftach. How much a person can be somach relying and have bitachon in Hashem, the entzorach lit lois v'ligoy. He doesn't have to worry about things. Mikol ro, it means misha kodesh baruch hu be'ezra. If somebody Hashem helps, he doesn't have to be worried about bad things happening to him. Shrei metinu shaol nirsha b'yachas. Shaul HaMelech did one chet, v'yolsele l'ro. And because of this one chet that happened to him, he had a gzad din to be mace, and levato machusoi, his malchus was taken away from him. Ma'ashen Kein weist es dober Melech, der hat Siyata Dishmaya, even though he was nicht shal b'shtayim, he did two chatoim, lo yosel el ro, the two chatoim did not take away his malchus from him. And the Mashal explains, like, what's the pshat, like, why does this person Hashem like this or not? So Mashal explains the pshat was that by dober Melech it says, he was moida that he did the chatoim. And he did tshuva. So since he did tshuva shleima, Kodesh Baruch was mekabel him, therefore the ra didn't cause anything bad to happen to him. Mashenkin by Sherlock is never brought down that he did tshuva. He was moida, he admitted that he did wrong. Therefore, our vice says the ra was too bad, it didn't help. Some want to say the pshat was that the ra by Sherlock was a ra in the malchus. In other words, there Kodesh Baruch told him as a melech, go and kill out all the Amalekim. And he didn't do it. That was the pekam in the malchus. Therefore, his malchus was taken away from him. Now the Gemara explains, Shol ba'achas mahi. What's the case? What chet did Shol do? Maisa di Agag. This maisa that he didn't kill out the king of the Amalek, Agag. For the Gemara v'ika maisa the noiv yura kahanim. He also did the chet later that he had the whole city of Kahanim killed out. Have the Gemara ba maisa di Agag sir. But after it says that Hashem took away his malchus, was because of this chet that he did not kill the king of Amalek. Because the Pasuk says, Nichamti ki imlachti Yeshur lemelech. On this inin that he did not kill out Melech Agag. Vaita David bishtayim, David did two chatoim. Ma ninu, what are these two things? The Uriah, one thing is that he had Uriah killed. Or the Asasa, and that he counted Klai Yisrael, at the end of his years, he counted Klai Yisrael. And because that he counted them, a dever, a plague came upon them. So these were the two chatoim that he had. And his malchus, though, was not taken away from him. For the Gemara, v'iko nami maisa de Basheva, I was also the chet of the maisa of Basheva. And the Gemara, hosa mifroyu minei. There he got his punishment back right away. So therefore, like he had his tshuva, his kapor right away, nothing bad else happened to him. The Sir, like the Pasuk says, v'yes ha-kibso yishalem arbatoyim. In other words, for the Kevis, he'll be paid back four times. And the Gemara Darshans, that means Yelid, his first son, died. Amnon Tomer, the Maisa with Amnon and Tomer, the Avshalom, and the Maisa with Avshalom. This was Dovra Melech Zoynish. So because of this Chet, he got a Zoynish. It's because of the Chet of Basheva, he got a Zoynish. Therefore, we don't count this. For the Gemara Mhosom Nami Yifrimine, for the first Chatoy Mosom, he got punished. Like the Pasuk says, V'yitin Hashem Dever. B'Yisrael mehad bokor v'yad eis moyed. So you see also they had a punishment there. And the Gemara hosam la'yifro migufay. There nothing happened to the guf, to the body of Dovra Melech. Only a plague came upon the animals. For the Gemara, no. Hosam nami la'yifro migufay. Hey, so for the chet of Basheva also we don't find anything happen to the actual guf of Dovra Melech. It only says that like the son died of Shalom and Tomer and Amnon, but doesn't say anything happened to the goof of Dovra Melech. And to Gemara, no. La yafruyim goof. It's not true. Hitaka had punishment. His body got an oynish. The Yomarav Yudam Arav. Shisha chadoshim nitzara David. For 6 months, Dovra Melech was a mitzorah. A mitzorah came upon his body. Opirshu hemenu Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin went away from him. V'nistalko hemenu shchina. And the shchina also went away from Dovra Melech for 6 months. Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Yoshuvu li yirayecho v'yoyde yedisecho. He's let them return to me those who fear you. In other words, like, let Dovra Melech now return to you. Uchsiv, another pasuk says, Hoshivu li seson yishecho. As also, let him return to me. In other words, mashma Dovra Melech, the Shechina went away from him, and now like Hashem is saying, let him return to me. For the Gemara, I v'yomar Rav kibul Dovra loshen hara. Dovra Melech did another chet, he was makabal loshen hara. The Gemara says, our Gemara now goes to Shmuel. The Yom Aloy Kibul David Loshen Hora. No, David was not Mekabal, did not re-accept the Loshen Hora. And Rashi says, what was the Loshen Hora? Al mi pi boishes, mi pi tziva. Hey, tziva said over bad things about mi pi boishes. So it was a Shiloh, did David accept that or not? So Gemara says, no, we go according to Shmuel that says, Lo Kibul David Loshen Hora. For the Gemara will arrive, Nami the Yom Kibul David Loshen Hora. Ho Yifriminei, he also got his punishment. So like this would be another terror. Since he got his own punishment, he got a kapora from it. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, Bishor Shom Aloy Dovid Lemi Piboishis. At the time when Dovid HaMelech told me Piboishis. Or Marty, I'm telling you, Atovit Sivit Techloikes HaSoda. You should make a chluk in this soda.
is Yotzo Basko v'yomru loy. Basko came out and said to him, Rechovim v'yirovim yachleku es hamalchus. Like Rashi said, this was like a midah k'neged midah. He wanted to take away the chelik from him, so Hashem took away a part of his chelik from his malchus. The Gemara says, right, it says in the Posek, Ben Shono Shol b'molchoy. So 1 year Shol was with his kingdom. Is Omar Afuna ke Ben Shono Shloitoin Tamchet. He was like a 1 year old kid that didn't do any chet yet. Maskev lo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. He asked the question, V'yema, why don't you say like this? It means ke Ben Shono, he was like a 1 year old Shemaluch Loch Betit, Uvitsoya, Dafaket, he did a lot of chatoin. He was full of dirt. So this is the way Rav Nachman asked the kasha. Rav Nachman asked him, how do you know Tadash in this possible the Tzara Toiv? Maybe it means the Tzara Ra. So Gemara says, it's Chavaleh Rav Nachman, Siyuta Becholmei. Rav Nachman had a dream that night, and Siyuta Becholmei means he saw like a bad malach, a frightening malach in his dream. Is Omar, so he said, Neneisi Lechem Atzmei Shol Ben Kish. Like, forgive me, show what I said. In other words, I say I'm wrong. I shouldn't dash in the Pesuk L'ra, but rather Ben Shono, Shoba Molcha means he was clean like one kid, he didn't do any chatoim. That is in the Neitz Lechem, Atzme Shol Ben Kish. Hoda Chosus Yutu B'chom. It happened again that Rav Nachman saw another frightening dream. As Omer, he said, Neitz Lechem, Atzme Shol Ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. His pardon me, or Shol Ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. And then it stopped. So you see, partially it was Mashmo Tzara Toiv, that he was a tzaddik before. Just this one chet he did, like the Gemara says, as Melech Agag. Omer Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Mifneima lo nimshecho malchus beishol. How come the kingdom of Shol didn't continue? So Gemara says, Mifneish lohoyeboi shum doifi. There was nothing wrong with his mishpocha. There was no pegam in his mishpocha. It was a complete royal mishpocha-like. So therefore, like we'll soon see, he had gaiva, nothing to take him down. The Yomar Rabbi Yechonon, Mishur Mebishim Ben Yoitzadik, Ein Mamidin Parnes Al Tzibur, you're not supposed to put a Parnes, a ruler, over the Tzibur, El Im came Kupa Shel Shrotzim, Tulu Yiloi Meachuruf. Like a Moshle, he has a basket full of Shrotzim hanging in the back of him. In other words, there has to be some Tkam in the Mishpacha, something wrong with the Mishpacha. Now the Gemara says, Shim Tesuach Dait Yolov, if it's going to become a big Balgaivinik, to like make himself high, so Oymrulai, we could tell him, Chozali Acharecha, looking back at you, look at your mishpacha, there's a pagam in your mishpacha. So if we have something to take away his gaiva, then it'll be Mekayim. But if not, we're afraid to become a Bagaivinik, and that's no good. And Amrav Yudu Amarav, Mifnei Ma Nena Shol. Why would Shol get his Einish? Mifnei Shemochal Al Kvoidei. Because he was Moichal, he forgave his own covet, and that's not right. To be a Melech, you can't be Michael Al-Kvoidi. So Rai wasn't Roy for the Malchus. Like Rashi says, Kupi Shal Shurotzim is Doifi Mishpacha, something wrong with the Mishpacha. Nena Shol, the question is, Lov L'dei Dover Shol of Litim Amen Malchus. Like, what did he do wrong that lady could do such a chet that the Malchus should be taken away from him? Bevnei Shem Etchilas Malchus of Trashi, Mochal Al-Kvoidi. He was Michael Al-Kvoidi. V'gilo Al-Atzmoy Sheinik Kedai L'Melech. And he showed upon himself he's not ready to have the kingdom. Where was the Maaser? It was Mechel HaKvoidoi. Shinema, the Posek says, more said like the Posek says, Uvnei V'liyal Omru, Mayoy Shienu Zil. And he said, how can he help us? Vayiv Zuhu. And the Amavaza, they made not fun of him. Loi Heviyu Loi Mincho V'hi Kamachrish. And still Shol just kept quiet. He was Mechel HaKvoidoi. So that wasn't good. Then another post says, Vayal Nocha Shamoini Vayichan Al Yovesh Gilot. Then the Gemara goes on, Vayom Reb Yechonon Mishim Reb Shim Ben Yoitzodik, that Kol Talmud Chochom She'enoi Noikim V'noiter, he doesn't take back Nekom, he doesn't take back revenge, or V'noiter, he doesn't show his Eva, his hatred in his lave, is Kenochus, like a snake, Eino Talmud Chochom, he's not called Talmud Chochom. So that really goes back like the Shol HaMelech. If you're a melech, you're not allowed to be meichel al kvoidoi. If someone did something bad to you, you should have nekoma or you should have been a neiter. For the Gemara Ivok Siv, the Posek says, Loisikam v'loisiter. What do you mean you should do it? The Torah says clearly, don't take revenge. Don't be loisiter. And the Gemara, who be mamon who deceive? That the Torah is talking about not to take revenge, that's talking about inyone of mamnis, of money. The Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisa. Eizu hi nekima. What's called nekoma? Taking revenge. V'yezuhu netira. What's called taking netira? Nekoma, what does nekoma mean? Omaloi hashilenu negalcho. He's like, lend me your knife. Omaloi, love? I said, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lamocha, tomorrow, omaloi, like you used to ask me, omaloi, hu hashiloni kardumcho. You ask me now, lend me my hammer. Omaloi, you answer back, eni mashilcho, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Kedera v'shlo yeshotoni. The same way you didn't lend me yesterday, I'm not going to lend you today. That's called nekoma. Zuhi nekoma, that's called taking revenge. V'yezuhu netira, what's called a stam bear a grudge upon you. Omalei, I ask you like this, hashilene kadumecha, please lend me your hammer. Omalei, you answer me, loy, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lamocha tomorrow, omalei hashilene chalukcha, like you ask me, I should lend you my coat. Omalei, I answer back to you, heiloch, take it. Any kamoischa, I'm not like you, shlohi shaltoni, that you didn't lend me, but I'm not like you, I'll lend you. Zuhi netira. That's called taking the tira, that's called having a grudge. You're not allowed to do this. And in yoni mumnis, takach or anything to get to mumnis, to money, you're not allowed to. Vitzara de gufa loy. Mashenkin, if somebody gives you tzara de gufa, that's no. There you are allowed to take nekoma and the tira. Like the Moses asked like a question really now. Is it true what you're saying now, vitzara de gufa loy? Like you're saying only by mumnis you have the iser. But if somebody hurts your feelings, you don't have this iser. For time you learned, Tane Elvin, Vienna Olvin, if somebody insults you and you don't insult them back, Shemim Cherposon, Vienna Mashivim, you ask somebody to say something bad about you and you don't answer them back. Oisim, Meyavo, Smechim, Yisurim, people do things with love and are happy with Yisurim, Aleim Akosov Eimer, and this the Postik says, Vioyavov Kitzes Hashemish, Vigvorosoi. That's a very nice thing to do. So you see, even Tzara de Gufa, it's a nice thing, even though somebody says something bad to you, to hold it back and not to have a grudge upon him. So Gemara says, L'yelam denokat lei belive. So there it is, even though you don't answer him back, but in your lave, in your heart, you take a bear a grudge. You take a, want to take nekama in your lave, in your heart. I've omar rovo, kol ha-mavar al-midoysa ma'virin le'akob shov, that it's a good inyan, to be mavar al-midoysa, to look over, even though somebody did something bad to you, look it over and don't bear a grudge upon him. Mashmi, even in your heart, you should not bear a grudge upon him, even though he did something bad to you, but tzara de gufa. So Gemara answers, the mefais alei mefais. If the person came and like asked you to be meichel him, he said he's sorry, then true, then it's an inyan to be mavar al-midoysa. The mashmi, if the person did not come to ask you, he did not say he's sorry, then believe boy, you're always allowed to bear a grudge if he did something tzara de gufa to you. All right, we'll stop here.